Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome to another edition of Spits and Suds. So glad you can join us today. I'm Gavin Spittle of 105.3 The Fan. So, just going to be honest, I texted my guy, Ralph Strangis, and I said, hey, it would be a great opportunity. Playoffs coming. People want to hear from you. We'll be able to promote Ralph Stack. And he just wrote back like he does, because he's the champion right now. So, we're here. He's there. The greatness of Ralph Strangis. How are you, my friend?
Good, Gavin. You know, my father used to say, it takes the same amount of time to do it whenever you do it, so do it now.
Yeah, it's a good point.
So that's one of those things. Like, I don't, if I see a red check, I can't get notifications on my phone on any app, because if I do, I'll be playing, you know, I'll be playing whack-a-mole all day trying to knock the red checks off because I can't see a red check. In fact, no matter what it is that I have to do on my computer, if there's a software update that needs updating, I have to do that first.
Really?
Before I can't see the number one on the settings thing. So yeah, so I'm quite peculiar and quite quite intentional about getting everything done exactly when it needs to be done, which is sort of the as we segue here, sort of the theme of my very first podcast, which just dropped on YouTube.
Yes.
The Ralph Cast podcast is the YouTube.
Tell us about that and how the idea came to fruition.
Well, apparently 4-year-olds have podcasts. So I thought, if they can do it, I ought to be able to figure this out.
Absolutely.
I want it to be a little bit different, right? I mean, there will be times when I'll find a guest and I'll get into it with them for a long time and all of that. But the Ralph Cast is more about, it's more like a TV show. It's going to be well under 30 minutes. This one is 24, 25 or something. And we have at least 4 segments and they move. We've got every week we're going to have a hockey guest. This week our launch is Megan Chayka from Stathletes.
Good one.
She's our first guest. Yes. Yes, very, very good. I'm going to turn my phone off here. So, and then we have a segment called 100 Miles from Hockey, which this week I have a woman who painted murals in my backyard, had her LPGA card, but opted to paint murals instead of playing golf.
No.
So, yeah, we have a nice little 2-minute package with that. And that's interesting. Then we have Ralph Show and Tell, which every week is a piece of memorabilia or something that I collected. And this week, as we're reflecting on my last game with the Dallas Stars 10 years ago, it was 10 years ago on April 11th. The show and tell item is my scorebook from that night where I wrote Art Ross Trophy. And I also wrote something. I knew that was going to be my last game, even though it didn't have to be. So we'll bring that out. Excuse me. And then we do a Ralph Stack piece at the end, which is one of my essays that I read into the camera. We shorten it up and then put video on it and stuff like that. And sort of all of a Brian Gumbel end of real sports kind of thing. And yeah, so, you know, it's like that every week. Next, so this show has landed. You can check my Twitter at Ralph Strangis, or you can check my Substack. It's posted every on my Instagram. And then next week, our guest for our playoff preview show is Craig Button, former Dallas Stars assistant GM.
Another good one.
Former GM of the Flames. Yeah, TSN analyst. A really, really good guy, and he keeps very good track of the Stars. So we're going to do that next week. We're also going to have a segment on Ralph Went to Coachella, which I did last weekend.
Oh, and,
yeah. And the show and tell stuff will be around my Stanley Cup ring and other playoff memorabilia that I've collected. And then we'll do a Substack on a Ralph stack on how to watch the playoffs.
So you're young at heart, but did you feel old going to Coachella?
No, not really. I felt, you know, these events are tough, right? Festivals are really tough.
Yeah.
You have to navigate the ingress and the egress, you know, the parking and the getting out and all of that. The scarcity of bathrooms, we get there. My nephew and I went, and I mean, we're in the park 2 minutes. We go to a food stand. We wait in line. We get there. I'm sorry. We're all out of drinks. This is the first night of the show. I'm like, it's 100, and it was 100 degrees. I say, yeah, well, it's really hot. Oh, yeah. Who could have foreseen that in the desert? So anyway, it was, I didn't feel old. I felt like, in fact, I felt pretty young when I was there. I was the old man getting in and out of there, screaming at everybody. But, you know, but when I was there, I had a blast. Like, we went and saw Gaga, and she was tremendous. The scale and scope of these things, man, the stage is about a football field wide. Amazing. Think about that. Like, it looks like it's a football field wide. The screens go up about as high as that. And when you look at this thing and you see the performers are like little dots on the stage from where I was. And then you see this big stuff going on the screens. It's really amazing how they can kind of make it feel intimate when there's 100,000 people there.
Right.
You know, so I did a piece on Substack, on the Ralph stack. So you can do that. And there's pictures and stuff. And then we'll have more on the Ralphcast podcast next week. But yeah, it was, you know, it's my nephew Sal wanted to go see Lady Gaga and wanted Uncle Ralph to take him. That's the end of it.
All right. So that's good. That's good. See, that's like, you know, I'm a single guy. So there are some music genres that I like, but I do not go to them based on my age because I don't want to be creepy guy in the corner.
Well, I don't mind being creepy guy. I actually was creepy guy for a little bit because it's Coachella. And you just can't imagine. You just can't imagine the number of the butts are right. They're all over the place. Now, apparently, you don't have to cover your butt anymore. Had I known that, you know, I might have dressed a little different.
There you go. Show off your stuff.
Funny for everybody there. I don't mind that. I never really think about that. It's just more the I don't have the staying power anymore to stand in line, to wait for the bathrooms, to, you know, all those things, right? And that's more my thing. But no, I'm like, my daughter and I are gonna go see my new favorite band, Fontaines DC, in New York next month. We do a New York trip every year or two to go see some shows. We're going to see George Clooney on Broadway.
Nice.
And some other things. So
that's cool.
Yeah.
All right. So I guess, let's talk some hockey, I guess.
There's an idea.
Yeah. So in your experience, in all the years that you've been involved in professional hockey, how often and how common is it, I guess, to flip the switch? Because that's what's going to need to happen. And I think that's the biggest question everyone's wondering.
Well, you know, I mean, I wrote about this too. Like, you can't manufacture urgency. And players are human and they don't take to bullshit very well, you know. So a few weeks out, they see it. You know, well, we might catch Winnipeg. We might catch Winnipeg. You know, and even if we do, what does that mean? I don't know. You know, how hard will we have to chase him to catch him? And then, you know, well, guess what? We're not going to catch him. So now what do you want to do? Now we know who our opponent is. So now what do you want to do? The trouble with that is when you've got a team that you can trust, that's been there before, that understands these things, you feel a little bit better about it. But I got to tell you, this Dallas Stars team is not battle seasoned, been in the trenches with each other like this in very important series. They don't win big series. Okay? They win the series. Sometimes they win the series they're supposed to win. Okay? But they don't, they collectively, to me, I can't think of a hat hanger. I just can't think of one where other than they had to crawl out because they put themselves down 2-0 against Vegas.
Yeah.
But have they had a, you know, that was self-inflicted.
Yeah, like I think Vegas and Colorado were good wins. Those are good series wins.
Yeah, good wins. But maybe Colorado, yeah. But like, because Colorado's a real team, so they've done that. But like, they just don't have, and now you got Rantanen in the mix, right? And now you're doing it without Miro. So you got two things. You got to adjust to Rantanen, and you got to just, on the podcast yesterday, it was funny with my podcast with Megan Chayka. Every question I asked her, she'd come back, she'd say, well, Miro's not there.
Right.
Well, Miro's not there. They can't win without Miro. They can't win without Miro. And I kind of have that view, right? Because that's my, you know, you got to have that guy back there. And while Harley's, you know, a revelation, a surprise, isn't this great? He's on the right track, all that. He's not Miro, and he's not Miro defensively. So, you know, it's, and in terms of controlling the game, he's not there yet. So I, you know, to go back to your original question, there are teams who can flip the switch. I don't think this team is one of them. It doesn't mean they're not going to win and they're not going to win the series and they're not going to whatever. But I got to tell you, like, I'm plenty concerned. And it's because, you know, their man-on-man coverage in their own zone is just horrible. Horrible. They look like, you know, they do look like a team that's waiting for the playoffs to start. There's no question there. I went back last week and I had the Ralph Stack night in the suite for what game was it again? Oh, it was a pretty good game right until the very end. Oh, Vancouver. And, you know, that they scored the three goals there. And I got to tell you, I've never seen more standing around, less urgency, less sort of playing together. Here's what I think the Stars' identity is. And you can't have it. But here's what it is. They're a team that can score, can probably score on power plays, and usually gets enough big saves. That's not enough. That's not enough. And they don't look like other teams you watch who, you know, Winnipeg and Vegas, Colorado, teams who look like, yeah, we know how to do this. You know, we're going to plug, okay, Landeskog's back, no big deal, here we go. You know, right? Yeah. Like, we're going to make this work. Everybody's going to play to their thing. They got, in my view, a really tough coach on the other side. Bednar is as smart a guy as there is in hockey. This is a really bad draw for the Stars.
Sure it is, like, yeah.
This could not have gone worse.
Yeah.
You know, now, I mean, any team that's struggling the way they're struggling, there's probably is no great first round matchup. But you know, I just don't look. And here's the other thing: they're going to screw me again, right? Because back in the day, do you know how much playoff money I missed out on because of these numbnuts? This year, all this stuff, my Substack, my podcast is all keyed to the Dallas Stars.
Yeah,
great playoff run. And they're getting ready to fuck me. I can just see it.
Our Spits and Suds listeners should support you regardless. How's that?
They should.
Yeah. Support the man. Let him live his life.
Yes, please, please. But you know, because I don't know, man. You see a lot of crazy things in the playoffs.
Yeah.
The stuff sort of unknowns, you know, don't become unknowns. But I got to tell you, like, when you look, I mean, I know we can count on. You know, Mikko Rant.
Sure.
No, we can count on, you know, probably go through the forwards here. You know, you can count on Johnston. You can probably count on Hintz. You can probably count on Granlund. You've got, you've got almost the entire forward group has at least 17 or 18 goals, right? Yeah. So we're not that worried about any of that. We're super concerned behind the blue line.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And they're not deep enough. They don't have enough players, and everybody's playing out of position. So that's, and this Miro business, you know, look, when I saw the injury live, I thought he's done for the season, even playoffs. First thing that hit me was that that's an injury. I haven't seen one that bad in quite a while. And I've stayed with that. Like I keep saying, if we see him, you ain't going to get much out of him, I don't think. It reminds me a little of Billy Guerin in 03 with the compartmental syndrome. And he pushed, he got back for game six, and he was a guy on one leg, and we lost the series.
Yeah.
It feels like that, you know? And I don't know how effective he's going to be when he gets back, because he's an F1 car. He's like Yuri Lehtinen, you know? If they're right, they're 200%. If they're 95, they can't play. So I don't know, man, because he has to be able to skate and at that level to be who he is. They got problems, man. I'm very
nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Very concerned.
Well, one of the things that I talk about a lot, and people talk to me about physicality, and I'm not saying physicality as far as drop the gloves. I'm saying I'm worried, and I've been talking about it all year, as the rink shrinks in the playoffs, the physicality ramps up, and I feel as though that is a good counter to the Stars' speed and skill as far as neutralizing them, go hard against the defensemen, whereas I look at teams like Vegas or the upper-tier teams, and they can beat you numerous ways.
Yeah, right. And the Stars really can't. They have one way to beat you. They're going to outscore you.
Yeah.
The thing about a power play in the regular season versus the playoffs is, you know, the power play in the regular season can be your tough guy. It can be your grit. It can be your grind. It can be, if they want to take liberties and go in the penalty box, fine. We'll blow the game open and that's that. And they did that quite a bit this season, right? When, you know, especially the last half of the season, when they had their power play going, you know, they could count on it. Can't count on that in the playoffs. You're not going to get the same number of calls, you know, which to me is crazy. But, you know, it's a penalty for friggin' 82 games,
yeah.
But game one the following week, it's not.
Yeah, agreed, agreed.
Yeah, just stupid.
So how do you feel about rest versus rust? Obviously, Lindell, Harley logging a lot of minutes since the Miro injury. Colorado, flip side, they've already finished. They have a week off.
Yeah,
in your experience
weird.
Covering games, which is more beneficial, rest or rust?
Depends on who wins. Depends on who wins the series, right? That's my cop-out answer. But I have never seen scheduling like this. And maybe I have, but I don't remember, where you get that break at the end of the season.
Yeah.
And
it's like a bye. It's like a bye.
It's a bye week.
Yeah.
And for Colorado, I would think, you know, when you have an organization like the Avalanche, they'll be fine. They'll handle that perfectly, right? I think the thing about the Stars is, and maybe this is going to be the time when we're really going to start looking hard at Pete DeBoer, right? But I don't know, when you see a team drop game one of every friggin' playoff series, okay, it's two things. Goalie's not ready and the coach didn't. Well, it's one thing to do it every night, but to lose seven straight like that?
Yeah.
That's what this team has done. And most of that, I'm pretty sure all of that under DeBoer? And, right? And
then,
five or six anyway.
Yeah.
Then you look at Ottinger, another one of my guys, and I'm like, oh God. And they're not playing him down the stretch, which, you know, I don't know. When you start, here's what it is, right? It's like if you're in a relationship, okay, and you start trying to kiss your other's ass and start working the whole house around them, that, okay, I'm just going to make sure you're so comfortable and I do everything right for you, and then you're going to love me even more, right? That's what they're doing with Ottinger. Like, well, last year we're going to play him more, and last year we're going to be harder on him, but this year we're going to do this, and this year, when you're doing that much thinking about your starting goalie, your starting goalie's a problem. And I know people don't agree with me with this, but I think whenever you start being this engineered about how you want to handle him this time, what are they going to do next year? If he gets beaten the first round this year, how's he going to play down the stretch next year? Oh, let me guess, he's going to play every game, you know? So I just, you know, all this being said, you know, their personnel is still unbelievable. Like, their forwards are as good as any group in the league going into the playoffs, period, end of sentence. But their structure, their defense, their scheming, the way they play, you just said it, the level of grit, sandpaper, the hockey people like to say that, and the abrasiveness, and then their goaltending is spotty to me. I mean, real quick, Gavin, then I looked at, you know, Ed Belfour when he won. 16-7, 1.69, 935. Last year, Sergei Bobrovsky, 16-7, 1.82, 930 or something, right? Can Jake Ottinger do that for 2 months against the best competition in hockey? Can he post those numbers?
It's a fair question.
I don't know. And, you know, because I've watched his last start. So now look at Colorado, right? He's 500 against Colorado in his career, right? What, 5-2-3 or whatever the hell. I know hockey people like to funk the math up so it looks like he's got an actual better record. He's 500. Okay, he's 5-5. In the last five meetings against them, or six, he's allowed 3-4-4-5-5 goals. Regular season meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Can we flip a switch? Can he?
I mean, he needs to be elite. specifically with Haskinen out, he needs to be elite.
He has to be.
Yeah.
And he hasn't shown that he can be elite with Haskinen in.
Yeah.
To me.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I at the end of last season, I talked to, one guy I know in the hockey department with the Stars. And he reminded me that, you know, he said, you know, how many series did Marty Turco win? I said, maybe three. He said, yeah, three. I said, you know, maybe he should have won the one against Vancouver where he had the three shutouts. But, you know, three or four, right?
Yeah.
He said, well, this guy's done this. I said, yeah, if your goal is to be better than Marty Turco in the playoffs, you got one, okay? But that's true of many, many, many goalies in the National Hockey League,
yeah.
All right? I said, but do you know how much money you guys gave Marty Turco? Remember how much money you gave Kari Lehtinen? Now you got this guy.
Right.
I'm not saying I don't like this guy. But what I'm saying is he hasn't done it yet. And he hasn't given me anything where I – like, did you watch – of course you did. Did you watch Hellebuck the other night? I mean, yeah. You know, come on. Which one's going to win the Stanley Cup? You tell me. You look at those two goalies. You tell me which one's ready to go on a tear.
I think that's the amazing thing is that people still question Hellebuck, and I can understand that, but this is a different...
Yeah, because he's had the same baggage. Yeah,
This is a different Winnipeg team where it's hard enough to get through that defense, and now all of a sudden you have to face Connor Hellebuck. So I actually think Winnipeg's going to do a lot of damage in the playoffs. I think, you know, you could see them in the Western Conference Finals for sure. I mean, they have not let off the gas really all season long. They've gone down a little bit, but they've been, you know, impressive, and they have power play ability. They can kill penalties. I mean, they do a lot of good things. So
they're top five in scoring.
Yeah.
They're top seven in goals against.
Right. It's pretty darn good, right?
Pretty good. You also look at now, they don't have the depth of scoring up front with the big, you know, like they don't have, I don't know, what does Dallas have? 6 or 7, 20 goal scorers or something? They don't have that. But what they do is they have enough, you know? And then they've got, even with their goaltending, you know, their goaltending isn't terrible. You know, everybody thinks that that's pocketed for Jake. Like, oh, well, we got him in goal. Do we? Do you know how many? We should have had him with Aiden Hill in goal. We should have had him with Skinner in goal. Like those, series he's walked into where you'd go, he's the better goalie. They've lost the series. So I don't know what they have here.
Yeah.
And what do you think if Wedgwood, for some reason, if Wedgwood gets in there, you think he's going to be fairly motivated?
I do. I think all your questions, what's so interesting is all of your questions are valid. And that is what's so puzzling about what has happened to this team. And I think it's more than a Miro injury. I really do. I think that, and that's why I'm saying, and it's not a popular opinion, Ralph, if for some reason they're bounced, I don't know what it will be, but I think they need to change the team dynamic. And I think good teams change the dynamic to take it to the next level.
Well, I mean, the first bullet you got is, and again, we're so far away from this, is the coach, right? That's my guess is. I will go on record as saying this. If they get bounced in the first round, he's gone.
Even after 250 win seasons.
Yes.
Wow.
I would. I mean, I would say I would not be surprised at all. Some of the things I see when he says in his press conferences too are a little troubling. And I'm not sensing. And after a while too, you know, everybody's got a shelf life. And then you look at a guy like this and you say, well, maybe there's a reason he can't get over the hump. I don't know.
I mean, that's certainly, he has to overcome that. Yeah.
But the thing about, and you say, you know, culture change, whatever. The one move you can make to make a culture shift is, you know, as a coach, right? GM's not going anywhere.
Right.
Right. You can decide you may or may not want to re-up a player or bring somebody else in or ship somebody else out. And, you know, those things are always part of the conversation. But if you want a big one, if you want a big move.
That's the one.
That's the one. But again, we're talking, look, they got 50 wins. Okay. They're the number two team in the West.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Right. Like this isn't horribly fatal what they're going through. The trouble is when you start looking in the West, which is stacked, right? And you say, okay, which of these top four or five teams might not be with the rest of the group anymore? It's Dallas, right?
Yeah.
And And so you're like, what the hell, man? And when we see games like, you know, that Winnipeg game is, to me, is exactly like, it's the just the story of Jake Oettinger and the Dallas Stars, right? Not bad. Played good, right?
Right.
Lost.
Yeah.
Lost. And I'm going to get another call from my guy saying, well, you know, see how good he played? Yeah, it was. Yeah, you lost. You're down 2-0 going into the third. Nobody comes back. What? I mean, except Vancouver and against you guys. Like, so I don't know.
You think on another note, another teammate of Oettinger's, can the captain pick up? I mean, that's one thing. And you hate to do it because of such a great career. I thought he played better last night. Kind of was robbed of a 400th goal, but at the same time, I mean, do you take your captain and move him down? I don't think you can put him on the fourth line. Can you, Ralph?
Well, here's what I saw though, right? So when you go back to last season in the playoffs, here's what I see of DeBoer. DeBoer is as stubborn as they come. For him to keep putting Pavelski out there.
Yeah, that's true.
All the evidence to the contrary.
We talked about that. Yeah.
I appreciate loyalty. I appreciate guys sticking with their boys. I appreciate somebody like DeBoer saying, look, he's gonna tip one in when we need it, and that's why I'm keep throwing him out there. But he ignored every bit of the evidence. You know, and it was damning evidence. I mean, his metrics, when he was out there, the bad things that were happening to the Stars in the playoffs, you can't have, he was a liability. You can't have him out there. And he never cut his minutes down. So extrapolating from that, no, unless Jim Neal goes over the top, and Neal doesn't make calls like that generally with the coaches where he'll say, you have to do this because that's the coach's job. So I would expect that. Now again, Pavelski isn't his boy, or I mean, Ben isn't his boy like Pavelski was. Okay. Pete DeBoer would go down, and he did go down with that ship. That's what he decided. I'm going to go down with the ship with Pavelski. Will he do the same thing with Ben? I don't know. Because in my view, and people just, you know, again, people are chicken shits. You know, you just don't want to do it. But the cross check to Stone in the playoffs two years ago, that would have been the last game he played for the Dallas Stars. If it was me, that'd have been the last game. And the fact that he didn't talk to the media after,
yeah,
I'd have taken him aside and I just said, look,
tough luck.
Your suspension is over, but we're not putting you back in.
Yeah.
You know, you put us in a position where we're going to lose the series with or without you, and we're going to do it without you, and you're going to move on. And I'm serious. I love Jamie Benn.
Yeah, I know you do.
But yeah. That would have been it.
Yeah.
And when you have that, there's a feeling there that this team reminds me a lot of the days with Marty and Brendan and those guys. Right? Fun during the regular season, great guys, fun to hang out with, and we'd get clipped in the first or second round every year. And this team's starting to feel like that.
Okay, so take me back to 99 then, and what that team had to take it to the next level. Just little minutia that you saw that's like, oh, wow. I mean, was it cup experience?
Yeah, it was everything, though, but they had a real identity and they knew how they were going to play, right? But as you were mentioning earlier, they could beat you any way you wanted to play it. You want to run and gun? You want to go Colorado and run and gun? We can do it. You want to play closer to the vest? We could do that too. They had a healthy Sergei Zubov in the prime of his career. And that was about as much, you know. The forwards, very reminiscent to the forwards now, right? Except, you know, you have Pat Verbeek on the fourth line. You had a friggin' 400 goal scorer on the fourth line.
Yeah, sure.
So yeah, so we had everything up front. The same, it's our forwards and these forwards are very, it's a very similar experience, okay? Where you've got guys who've been there a long time, you can get a big goal from anybody on any of the four lines, you know, and then you've got your guy like Mikko Rantanen, who, let me tell you something. When you need a goal out of Mikko Rantanen, you're gonna get a fucking goal out of Mikko Rantanen. And then it's a proven commodity. We've seen it, we know what he does in the playoffs with a functioning unit around him. I don't know how functional this unit is right now. But they also had Ed Belfour. And Eddie was, there was no him and Hahn with Eddie Belfour. He had a chance to close the series. He closed it. He closed it. There wasn't, didn't take him two games, didn't take him three games. He didn't start a series from behind. You know, I'm pretty sure we won game one against Edmonton, game one against St. Louis, game one against Edmonton, and game one against Buffalo. And we lost game two. And I think we lost game two, but we won game one. So we won all those game ones. So you're starting out in control of the series, right? They now got to win, you know, four of the next six.
Pressure on them. Right?
And all you got to do is win three. All you got to do is play 500 and you win the series. It's a huge thing. Scotty Bowman was always game one centric, right? These guys, they don't even know game one's part of the series. You know, they're never ready for it. They don't play very well. They go behind early. It's, you know, and then they just kind of, so the difference between this team and 99 is a lot.
Yeah.
If this team had Miro back, okay, the gap would be closed significantly. And then the only big worry we'd have would be, you know, Ottinger. And, you know, can he do more than look good in a 4-3 loss? You know, right? It's like, that's, to me, that's always the thing with this kid. So
you have, I would say, well over 100 games of playoffs under your belt. You personally, this time of year, do you feel it?
Oh, yeah.
Do you?
Oh, sure. Like, I don't watch a lot of regular season hockey. I watch some more because it's the Stars and that. I watch some of theirs. But, you know, I don't know. Have I seen Colorado play three times or four times or something? Maybe. But the playoffs, I won't miss a game. I'll be here every night, right here, that TV behind me.
Yep.
That's what we're going to be doing. You know, and yeah, it's different. It's just, it's a different feel. It's a different vibe. It's a different world. And I just love it. I mean, it's not for the faint of heart. You know, on the Ralph Stack next week, we're going to talk about, you know, playoff watching. I have a common expression that, you know this to be true, which is when you win a game, when your team wins a game, you think you're going to win it all. When you lose a game, you think you're never going to win another one. You know, that's the playoffs, right? And the knee jerks every morning and all of that. But I'm going to be writing behind the paywall every day during the Stanley Cup.
Awesome.
Playoffs.
Awesome. Yeah. And does it bug you? Because I know it bugs a lot of Stars fans, and it bugs me as well. And I understand it's based on the contract. But, you know, say I'm taking a kid to a game, and it says puck drop at 8 o'clock, and I'm starting this thing at 8:30. Or 8:35. Like, I get the dynamics, but then start the East Coast game earlier.
No. Sorry, bud. No. We cannot run. See, this is hockey. This is why the NFL soars in hockey, is everybody kind of thinks the same way. You worry about 20,000 people and not potentially millions? Forget it. You're in the wrong business. The business is television. Seriously.
No, I get it. I just
could give a shit. Do you know why fans are in the building? They're a studio audience to facilitate the live show taping.
That's fair.
That's why they're there from a business standpoint. Okay. We make a little bit on gate. We make more on parking and merch, but our numbers come when we get big audiences coming in through the window. And in fact, if you were just isolated and sitting there and okay, well, these $20,000 Stars fans sure want to have the game go on time. You don't get the benefit of the big lead in from a game that just finished on the East Coast in overtime. And now you've got, you know, maybe 2 or 3 million people sitting there waiting to watch yours. Yeah, it's no. Screw you, Gavin. You're not important to this process.
I got a podcast to do after these damn games.
Yeah, no.
I have a day job, sir.
You know, and on deadline and writers and all that shit. No, it's not part of the calculus. Nobody cares about, and it shouldn't be. It just shouldn't be. You know, I hope maybe you look at this in a different way, because it's just business. That's all. It's always business.
Well, it is. But, you know, we have day jobs here.
Yeah, well, find another sport. Well, get somebody there to replace you.
All right.
If somebody wants to sit there. Somebody wants to sit there another 20 minutes because the other game's in overtime or something. Yeah.
All right. So let's once again. You're going to be doing a lot of activity on Ralph's Stack so people can subscribe on Substack. Yep. You can go to Ralph's Twitter. At Ralph Strangis. And you also have a new YouTube podcast, which is unique, kind of a game show format, real quick, not over 30 minutes. The first show is now live. And where do we find it?
On YouTube, on The Ralph Cast.
The Ralph it's Cast. Got it.
My YouTube channel is The Ralph Cast. You can also link off of my Instagram or my Twitter or my Substack will get you to that.
All right.
Okay, bud.
Congratulations, hey, sir.
Listen, and all that being said, you know, I like the Stars in seven games in the first round.
Well, next year, Coachella, I'm joining you, okay?
Let's do it.
I might be the guy in the corner napping, but I will join you, sir.
Oh, you're the guy. You're the creepy guy in the corner.
I am the creepy guy in the corner. That's why I don't go anymore. All right, no. Ralph, thank you so much, my friend. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Gavin.
All right, that's the greatness of Ralph Strangis. I'm Gavin Spittle of 105.3 The Fan. Thank you so much, Stick Tap, to you for listening and supporting Spits and Suds. We'll be back with another episode soon. Until then, have a great day, everyone.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.